Title: Vinyl Heat Jungle Breakbeat, Distort and Arrange in Ableton Live 12 Beginner. Alright, let's build a proper jungle drum and bass break in Ableton Live 12 and give it that vinyl heat feel. Warm, crunchy, a little unstable, but still controlled and punchy. The big goal today is workflow. You're not just making a loop. You're going to take one classic break sample, tighten it up, slice it, do a few beginner-friendly jungle edits, add a heat chain using mostly stock devices, layer clean kick and snare underneath for modern DNB impact, and then arrange it into a simple, DJ-friendly structure. Intro, drop, variation, outro. Let's go. First, quick session setup. Open a new live set. Set your tempo somewhere between 170 and 174 BPM. I'm going to use 172. Now create a few tracks so you're organized from the start. One auto track called Break, two MIDI tracks called Kick Layer and Snare Layer, and then two return tracks. Return A is drum room for reverb, and return B is parallel dirt. That second return is optional, but it's an absolute cheat code once you hear it. Now step 1. Choose a break and warp it properly. Drag a break sample onto the break audio track. Anything classic works here. Amen. Think, funky drummer, hot pants. Don't overthink it. What matters is getting it to loop tight. Click the clip. Turn warp on. In the clip view, check the seg BPM. If Ableton guessed wrong, correct it. Then pick a warp mode. Start with beats because it's good for transient control and keeps drums snappy. If it sounds too chopped up later, you can try Complex Pro, which can smooth things out, but it can also smear transients a bit. For jungle, beats is usually a great starting point. Now the critical part. Make it loop clean. Set your loop braces to 1 bar or 2 bars. Find the real first downbeat transient, right-click it, and choose warp from here, straight. Turn on the metronome, and listen specifically for the snare landing cleanly on beats 2 and 4. If the snare is drifting, fix it now. Quick reality check. If your break is sloppy at this stage, distortion is going to magnify the slop. Tight warp first, heat later. Before we slice, I want to add one extra coach move that saves headaches. Gain staging for distortion. Drop a utility at the very start of your break track. Pull the gain down so the break peaks around minus 10 to minus 6 dB. Don't worry, it's not too quiet. Distortion devices behave way more musically when you're not slamming them unpredictably. Cool. Step 2. Slice to MIDI for jungle edits. Right-click your break clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transients, one slice per transient, and use the built-in slicing preset so Ableton creates a drum rock automatically. Now you've got each hit of the break on pads, and you can program it like a drum kit. This is where jungle comes alive, because instead of dragging Audino around, you can do quick rhythmic edits in MIDI. Two quick quality of life tips here. 1. Rename your key pads. Just the important ones. Kick, snare, hat, ghost, FX. It takes 2 minutes and it makes editing 10 times faster. 2. If any slices click or have ugly tails, click the pad, open simpler, and shorten the end point or add a tiny fade. You want clean chops before you start rearranging. Now, step 3. Make a 4-bar drop loop with variation. Create a 4-bar MIDI clip on the sliced drum rock track. Here is a beginner-friendly structure. Bar 1 is mostly the original groove. Keep it familiar. Bar 2, change just one thing. Maybe the quick kick pickup or a ghost hit. Bar 3, add a snare flam. That's just two snare hits close together. Bar 4, add a small fill or stutter right at the end. Let's talk stutters, because this is where beginners usually go robotic. For a classic jungle stutter, grab a single slice note near the end of bar 4. Duplicate it into 1/16 repeats for the last beat, but don't leave them all the same velocity. Pull the velocities down as they repeat, like it's fading or running out of tape. That one move makes it feel human and vibey instead of a machine gun. Also, listen to the roll. A lot of the roll is in hats and ghosts, not the main snare. Keep your main snares locked, but try nudging tiny hat or ghost slices a few milliseconds late. Just a hair. That micro timing gives you swing without even touching a groove template. Nice. Now we heat it up. Step 4. The vinyl heat processing chain. You're aiming for warmth plus grit plus motion, without destroying the punch. So we'll go in a sensible order. Clean first. Then saturate. Then glue. Then optional crunch. Then movement. First device. EQ8. High pass around 25 to 40 Hz to remove rumble. If it feels boxy, do a gentle dip around 200 to 350 Hz. Small moves, 1 or 2 dB can be enough. Next, saturator. This is your main heat. Set the mode to analog clip. Start the drive at +3 to +6 dB. Turn on soft clip, then level match using the output. This is not optional. If it gets louder, your brain will think it's better. You want to compare tone, not volume. Next, drum bus. Drive somewhere around 5 to 15%. Crunch very lightly, like 0 to 15%. Tiny amounts go far. Boom can be tempting, but keep it subtle on brakes. If you use it, try 50 to 70 Hc and a small amount, under 15%. If the top gets fizzy, use damp to calm it down. Optional next, redux. This is for crunchy edges, but it can get harsh fast. Try bit reduction around 10 to 14, and downsample around 1.2 to 2.0. If it starts sounding like brittle sandpaper, back off immediately. Finally, auto filter for vinyl style motion. Use a low-pass filter, LP12 or LP24. In the intro, keep it fairly closed, like 500 Hz up to maybe 2 kHz. Then for the drop, automate it open to around 8 to 12 kHz. Add a tiny bit of drive in the filter if you want extra bite. And here's another coach habit. After you add your whole heat chain, bypass the chain and unbypass it. If it sounds better only because it's louder, fix your outputs. If it sounds better at the same loudness, you're actually improving the tone. Step 5. Add vinyl wobble movement. Subtle. You have two easy options. Option 1. Chorus ensemble. Use classic mode. Amount around 5 to 15%. Rate around 0.15 to 0.35 Hz. Treat it barely audible. If you feel seasick, it's too much. Option 2. Fake wow with tiny pitch moves. In the clip view, automate transpose dips, like minus 5 to minus 15 cents at the end of phrases. You don't want it to sound out of tune. You want it to feel like old media breathing a little. Now a huge, huge pro move, even for beginners. Do a quick mono check before you build the whole arrangement. Put a utility on your drums group later, or for now put it on the break chain, and toggle mono on and off. If your snare body disappears in mono, dial back widening effects like chorus, heavy reverb, or anything that spreads the stereo image. If you still want width, keep those effects on ascend rather than directly on the main break. Now step 6. Layer clean kick and snare under the dirty break. This is how you get filthy but hits hard. On kick layer, load a punchy one shot into a drum rock or simpler. Program a basic DNB kick pattern, usually on beat 1, and maybe add a kick right before a snare to push energy. Keep it simple at first. On snare layer, load a tight snare one shot. Place it on beats 2 and 4, aligned with the break's main snares. Process the layers lightly. On the kick, EQ8 with a low pass around 4 to 8k to keep it punchy without too much click. On the snare, high pass around 120 to 200 Hz to remove low junk so it doesn't fight the kick and sub. Now timing. If it flams, fix it. Nudge the MIDI notes slightly, or use track delay. A good range is negative 5 to negative 15 milliseconds on the layers so they hit a touch earlier and feel tight with the break. Step 7. Glue and control dynamics. Select break, kick layer, and snare layer. Group them and name the group drums. On the drums group, add a glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1. You're aiming for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Not crushing, just glue. Then add a limiter at the end as a safety net to prevent overs. Keep it simple. If you want extra cohesion, add a very light saturator on the group with +1 to +2 dB drive. Again, level match. Now, one more workflow coach tip. Commit points. When your 4-bar loop feels good, freeze and flatten, or resample it to a new audio track. Keep the MIDI version muted underneath. This stops the endless maybe I'll tweak one more thing spiral and pushes you into arranging, which is where tracks actually get finished. Alright, step 8. Arrangement time. Intro, drop, variation, outro. Switch to arrangement view. For the intro, make 8 bars. Use your break, but keep it filtered. Automate the auto filter cutoff slowly rising, maybe from 800 Hz up to 3 kHz across the intro. Tease the vibe. Maybe add a single snare hit or a chopped fill right at bar 8 as a signpost. And consider reducing density. Maybe your main loop only plays every other bar, or you remove the kick layer entirely. For the drop, 16 bars. Bring in full drums. Open the filter. Add the kick and snare layers. Keep edits controlled. Maybe a snare double every 4 bars, and a tiny stutter at the end of each 8-bar phrase. For variation, another 16 bars. This is where you change something every 8 bars. You can swap one slice pattern, alternate between two slightly different snare slices, or use negative space. Try half-bar stop down right before a section change, Mute the drums for half a bar, let a tiny reverb tail or vinyl noise hang, and then slam back in. It's simple, and it makes the return feel massive. For the outro, 8 bars, trip layers first, so remove the kick and snare one-shots, then filter the breakdown and fade it. Leave a clean tail so it feels DJ-friendly. Here's an arrangement rule that will keep you honest. If nothing changes for 16 bars, it'll feel static. Jungle thrives on micro-edits. Tiny changes, often. Now a couple extra sound design upgrades if you want them. Parallel dirt return. On return B, put an EQ8 first and high pass around 250 to 500 Hz. Then put a saturator with more drive than you used on the main. Then maybe an auto filter to shave harsh highs if needed. Send only the break to this return, not your clean kick. That way you get attitude on the mids and highs without wrecking the low end punch. Drum room return. On return A, add a short dark room reverb. Decay around 0.4 to 0.8 seconds, pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds, low cut around 200 Hz. Then instead of sending the entire break, try sending just the snare slice pad from inside the drum rack. Bigger snare space, cleaner groove, and a sneaky vinyl air bed. Add a quiet vinyl noise track. High pass around 1 to 3 kHz, keep it very low. Automate it a little louder in intro and outro, and slightly quieter in the drop. It sells the record illusion and smooths transitions. Before we wrap, quick common mistake check.